Not this year. We're not playing that game this year. This is it. This is my last season, and I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun. Just with the guys that are on this team, with the fan support. I mean, we tried to pick up where we left off last year, but last year is last year, and you know, the sky's the limit on what we can do. But we have to work hard, and we know that we're a long way away from where we were last year, and it starts that first game in New Orleans.
Physically, how do you feel?
Physically, I feel good. I feel real good. Can't complain. I'm old, but I'm still hanging with the fellas today. I caught a couple balls out there.
Smitty said you two have an agreement as far as your participation here at camp. Mm-hmm. Some days here, some days not. How's that going to work out?
I'm here right now. I plan on being here tomorrow. But, you know, there were some obligations that I made to my family, more specifically my son, Nico, last year, around this time last year, because I was going to retire. I wasn't joking about that all last season. So those responsibilities are coming up here pretty soon. So I'll probably head back and hang out with him and do what I told him I was going to do. And then I'll be back. I'll join the team early. I'm not going to be showing up the week before the game. I'll be out here a lot earlier than that. But I'll be ready to go, too. And you can bet the house on that.
So it's not something that's going to go into the regular season. It's just the
No. Okay. I mean, this is and it worked out perfectly. I mean, right now, if I was home, I could have been with him, but he's not in practice yet. You know, it's his first year of football, and I'm looking forward to being out there and watching him learn how to hit somebody in the mouth.
Tony, coming back is easy if you know you're on a Super Bowl contender. Tell me how you feel about the makeup of the team.
It's incredible. It's the best team I've ever. It's just like last year. I mean, I said the same thing. I bet you can take the same interview I did last year and replay it. Surrounded by talent, we added talent with OC Steven Jackson in the backfield. Who knows who else they might get in here now that they got, you know, Matt's deal done. It's the sky's the limit on what we can do, but we understand that on paper doesn't mean anything, and nobody else cares about it.
What gets you over the top this time?
Honestly, it in football is like that. It's always a play here, a play there that could change the dynamic of a game. We just need to go out there and do what we did last year and build on it. Honestly, I mean, because it's not like something's going to get us over the hump. We've had a good team for the last couple of years, and I think it's even better this year. So, if anything, we're not thinking about a hump or a goal. Let's get better. We always want to improve in every facet of the game. But there isn't one specific thing that we're trying to improve to get us to where we want to go. We know if we just keep working hard with the players that we have, we stay healthy, we're going to be very tough to stop.
Your thoughts on Matt's deal, Tony, having a quarterback in the huddle that's now signed and going to be here?
Yeah, I'm happy. He had a big smile on his face today, I'll tell you that, for good reasons. But I couldn't be happier for him. He deserves it. The franchise deserves him. And, you know, I know everybody's happy that it got done, and he doesn't have to worry about it now, and he can go out there and let it rip. It's just the beginning. What you saw last year, he's going to keep building on it. And yeah, I anticipate him getting even better now that deal's done. It's out of his mind.